Beginnen kein Tag mit sagt das aber kann da lamen da beginnen bis gibt es mal zu beginnen die machen mit sinen Tag kommen mit Mut kommt sagt that the time is giving more come the mood das taste bit mir gesagt aber you the is like you the hose later on of them him be sad times them come with this actually knock me more come because in every mood you have an element of time that remains over there and therefore even the mood you have the time. So it says for someone to say, yeah, but the other person, this is what the Gemara is asking. Tzinu tzad tam is chomer mitzad mu'odos. The element of the tam is more stringent than the element of the mood in the mood itself. Ma'isim e'braisa, that's what makes in the braisa, the shorish al-man v'chulu, ma'tzad mu'odos, the chomer, what do we find by mood that's more stringent? Eim mishal ma'ashem ha'hizig only pays what it damages, tzad tam is like Allah, koshken, so it's in that, the element of the tam, although you're right, in every mood there is a tam also. Next test, ma'at ha'mingan zimara, but amr mechare, and the Torah says, that he sells it, which Torah says, "Lam Hashem l'shtameya pashta dekrah chatzin nezik." It's not because that the simple understanding of the pasuk is going to let you know that there's chatzin nezik. The krah le'mashmakal. The pasuk is not telling you that at all. Like Hashem, don't come. This is what it's saying. But Torah Rambam u'macharei. So ba'korcha Rabbi Yehuda le'mafarsh le'krah de'l'shtalim kol shah at any time yisim mechati. That's not going to be whatever's more than half. So therefore, that's what's saying that not because the simple understanding is just that the Torah is telling you mechare, and therefore by default Rabbi Yehuda himself, because we know his shita, obviously is not saying more than half. He says must begin with the words gemara shayir shabayish potter. An ox that embarrassed is going to be potter, which. Taisa says, why are we only talking about busha? Tar, the pain, we're deep in the doctor, but the and the loss of work with the many blooders and the loss of the fetuses. L'chashev is not being counted. It's not mentioned. The reason Mishum Deshamina must need Nachival, because we already know that the Mishnah later on the Pezan right out. Now, Ravik of the Bush is Namikitani, Hasam, although Bush is also mentioned over there. Kamakum Tanach is also mentioned over here. L'daktiku, because it wants to tell us the following stress. That Dum Yedushayre, that the person is similar to his ox, or shorter to midday, or the ox similar to him. So it's only for the contrast that we want it for. And v'chin shorter shedlik hagodish. Same thing regarding the ox that burns up a pile of grain. It's tzuchlochi. It's also needed for that. There's no real chiddush for the shor itself. Can these be gemara like when the gemara but misachrita leitzuch because anything else is not necessary because the pshita chayev. Because obvious that the shor is mechayev. Galin shor regarding the ox mali shabbos mali chol. Who cares if shabbos or it's a weekday? But agav hidlik hagodish and that. And says Taisus, once we mentioned that he lights up the pile of grain, the Ma'ir Benid Benavshay, that is talking about regarding being a chayiv in his own life, if a person does it. We're interested in his father's mother. But it's only because of the same category of Mishai Benavshay. Obviously, regarding a shor, it doesn't make a difference. Of a shor, he may say, now, regarding the ox that blinds the eye of a slave, that actually is necessary. Because Avish of Asmachayib, although by himself he does, he can be liable, the shor potter, where his ox is going to be exempt, to Allah Shmeinan, Bishum Mishnah, that we don't say anywhere. Maybe you would be chayiv for your money that does it also to let him go free. And that's a chiddush inherent in the case of shor itself. Next, just master beginning the Gemara Chayvel. The injuries of the tzokh l'kalbin needed for his dog, maybe he burned something, the tzokh l'afar, and need the ashes. Now, Rabbein Shmuel Pirush, he explains that Bavo is tzokh l'kri b'shim. This opinion of Bavo is going like a b'shim. And Dovin, that he says, b'kalkum b'chabur chayv, that if you do a destructive act regarding a wound, you're liable. And therefore, you're chayv over here. But Yerkel is really, it's like a Yehuda that holds no, the amma m'kalkum b'chabura, u'ba'avara, that if you do a destructive act by wounding and by burning something, you can be pat. Now, this with tzokh l'kalbin l'afarayim, this, if you need it for your dog or for the ashes, lechosh makalkal, that's not considered destructive act. El masakin only as a constructive act. The chayv that you make liable afilah l'Rabbi Yehuda, and that's who Rebbe Vo is going. That's Rebbe Vo is going like. Now, so it says lechosh is difficult because if that's the case, I am late. So why does Rebbe Yehuda tell Poktan Lebra go and teach us outside? Atem shum this really Rebbe Yehuda. You think because that Rebbe Yehuda holds Rebbe Yehuda. So man the mask Rabbi Shimon mashtikin lei. So Rabbi Bo who goes like Rabbi Shimon, you silence him. The kai gam the prok vekam the chum. This I think my ass and nav tezvav men alav. Like what do you mean? He's just holding a different opinion. You don't kick him out of that. So says Taisus al korchuch nira. Rather, it seems Rabbi Bo Rabbi Yechon alibi Rabbi Shimon plegid. Actually, both disagree independent of Rabbi Shimon itself. Which Rabbi Bo Rabbi Shimon that seems obvious. Kedisa perigo erigan shabbos avkov vav men alav. And the Taisus the mask holds explains where yeah his opinion is that makalkol the chabur is going to be chayv. The Rav Yechon, so he holds that no, the fill the Rav Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon, by taking tzas, you have to be revening a little bit. But, however, it's not considered such a remedy that, according to Yehuda, you'd be liable, who he disagrees on, even according to Rishim and other malachas. It's only in these two malachas of Chayvel and Mav. Because the Inderech Lach B'chaber, Elite Mekab, it's not the norm to be considered like a constructive act to injure your friend to give the blood to your dog, or the list of Gadish, or to burn a pile of grain, Babu Aver, for to get the ashes. Now, so what's the term of the Chayvel Mavler? So what's the reason for this exception of Chayvel and Mavler? Because Mefarash Hashem Perek Erek, like the Gemara, they must have the Shabbat, from the Milo, Babu Ras Paskain. We learn that from the halacha of circumcision, which is Chabalah, and from the burning of a Paskain, who is Mezana, which is Havara, which we learn out that they're different, they don't have to be a fully constructive act. Then it says, we can say, why is Rebbevo hold that you're liable, even though, meaning totally destructive? Not like even though you don't need it for your dog over the ashes, but Akib and the Insult Club, you don't need it at all, then you have a different problem you run into. It's a malach Hashem Tzich Legufi. It's an action that you don't need for it itself. With Avgad Mechayv Rishim Mekav B'chabur, although Rishim holds you liable when you do a destructive act regarding a wound, Mekav Mekabin Tzich Legufa, he still holds that it's a malach to be liable, you have to have what's categorical known as you need to do it for what you're doing it for. Kedmucha Beresh and Nechnachan, So you run into the problem of a tzimalach Hashem Tzik Legufa. So memory, he says, no, the Chalan Aksugis, all the sugis that require it to be malach Hashem Tzik Legufa is Krabi Yechanan. And Rebbe Vavu disagrees. But he does this that it's brought over there and increases a repair called Kisvei, Mesach the Shabbos, to have a Braisa, which is a Braisa, so it's not difficult because you could say that Hutan is a Kreb Yehuda Bechada, that in that it's like a Yehuda, a Kreb Shimon Bechada, and one, like a Kreb Shimon, so it wouldn't be contradiction in how Rebbe Bo holds in regards to Rebbe Shimon, that he would hold it doesn't even have to be Melacha Tzich Leguf. No, if you get to the top of Lama Heyman Allah, but you're somehow another Mahalach, you could say, that's a Makalko Gomer. No, even a totally destructive act, Meshkachzli could have it, the Tzich Legufa, that it's still considered as the Tzich Legufa to be Chayv. How is that possible? Going, Chayv will be Surah No. For example, if someone create a wound by something that's forbidden to have benefit, Shesover, he thought, so therefore it's Tzich Legufa, but it's still going to be totally Makalko. He thought Shiyachalah on this land. He thought that he could have benefit to give it to his dog. And Mechay Maver, he could also have a case when someone burns the Isur Ano, someone that's forbidden to have benefit. He thought he could use it as fuel to use for his pot, which turns out he can't, but he thought you could, so therefore it is he did a Malachat Zich Legufa at the same time, even though it's total kilkel. This is when you can say, Rabbi Yechon, my time, what's your Rabbi Yechon on? Why does he hold that you're not going to be liable for total destructive act? The time of the Makal Gamma, the reason why we hold that a destructive act is Potter. The reason is because the meaning of Shabbos, that has to be a calculated action. It's obvious from the Chagigah of Yerim Abbas. Now, in Chabura, regarding a wound, like Hashina Malachas Mashab, not concerned for a calculated action. Leave alone creating a wound. Since it's a destructive act that you're liable for. So even if you're totally distracted, but it's not Malach Mashabbos, you'll be liable. Now, the reason why you're usually exempt by Masasik is because it's not Malach Mashabbos. So you see, it doesn't have to be Malach Mashabbos. So according to Birchon, why wouldn't you be liable even if it's totally destructive? Sometimes we can say in the heat will be Malach Mashabbos, you're right. Although we're learning that for, let's say, Chabal and Havar, it doesn't have to be a calculated action. Since ultimately, where do we know that they're liable even though they're Makalkal, which all Malachas are misakin. And here the Makalkal, we know it from the circumcision that you're allowed to do it, and from Abraz Baskin, you're allowed to do it. That generally, even though they're destructive, you would not be able to do it on Shabbos. So we're not going to hold you liable, but it has to be at least be similar to Mila and burning the Baskin. It's not totally destructive act. It'll take it and on some level, it's remedying the situation. Press Mila, giving someone a chiv misa that they have to get. Now, Rebbe Vavu, on the other hand, so he holds that no, the fact that it's a mitzvah purpose does not make it into a tikkun. If he disagrees with Rebbe Yechonon, it does make it that you need to do it for, that's like something that you need it for the thing itself. Mashu, tzarech l'mitzvah, this, that, it's tzarech l'mitzvah. And therefore, that's why he's able to differentiate between those two, which Some bring that the words of Avon, he told Tech Mitzvah, Mashal, he take him a comic and Zikla Guvin, Mashal, the Mashal, Tzakla Mitzvah, actually belongs before the words of Tim of Rabbi Yechna. Be that as it may continue to say, but Tim, if you're going to say, it's Tzakla Kabbalah Fagai, this that you needed for your dog or for the ashes. Hechel Chashav Tzikla Guvin, how does that make it Tzikla Gufa? Maish no mechay v'gumah. Why is it different than when someone digs a pit? Being tzarchel alfar that it doesn't need only but for the dirt, which the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Davar Yemam Bei says is a melacha she'ein tzarchel gufa. So you're also, you don't need the person to be dead. You just need the blood. V'yashtem it says we can say no the lay dam is not compared because the hacho actually tzarchel in tzarchel mishama. He needs the person to die. Dino dam which is getting the blood out. Kadamu nefesh because the blood is the soul. They give it this dog. And also, when you're burning the it's also for the burning. They allow to make ashes, like when you're burning to cook a pot. So therefore, it's not similar to digging a pit. That's by itself. You're not really having benefit from the thing itself. You're only having what is a secondary idea, not the thing itself. You need a pasuk lemisa havaras baskoyim that you're not allowed to burn the baskoyim. You should never say that. You would have thought to say lemishu that it's permitted. Mekavachem da avoda, mekavachem from doing the avoda to da Shabbos watch over at Shabbos. When it's typically sufficient, the elik of havaras baskoyim. But if you didn't write the burning baskoyim, have a shulin and come makagum avar, you would have said that all destructive acts are permitted with avar. Shem says, we can say it's the Hashem Grib Yehuda. You're right. But there's a Yehuda, the Hashem we take and they consider it as a remedy, and therefore we would not have known to all Makalkal, because it's not a full-fledged Makalkal, according to Yehuda. What Taisa meant to ask is, why doesn't the Gemara say that you needed the Pasik to say that you're not allowed to burn Baskoin, to say that all Makalkal is forbidden with the Havara, because if not from learning from Baskoin, we wouldn't have known that you're Chayav and Havara when even remedying a little bit, like the Pinya of Yechnon, or without remedying at all, according to Rebbe Bo. So we would have permitted the burning of the baskoin without the kabochemer because all makalkum bavar permitted. And that's what he's answering. The disumim said the bamis is going according to Behuda that considers it a full fledged tikkun, and therefore even without the pasuk we would have said the habar baskoin is forbidden. It's only because the kabochemer that you need a pasuk to say that it's forbidden.